This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Around 400 people from China who were rescued following a devastating hurricane in Dominica arriving at Shanghai's Pudong International Airport. Stranded Chinese nationals, mostly employees of Chinese-funded companies involved in building a bridge, a Chinese government assistant project in Dominica, were transferred to a neighboring country before making the journey back. Rescue mission marking the first time for a Chinese flight to land on the territory of Antigua and Barbuda. Hurricane Maria, Category 5 storm, hitting Dominica on the evening of September 18th with winds of some 260 kilometers per hour, killing at least 15 people and leaving 20 others missing. The general provisions of the civil law of China going to effect on Sunday. The 11-chapter, 206-article general provisions of the civil law confirming the civil rights of Chinese citizens. The general provisions of the civil law passed by China's National People's Congress. Provisions representing the preamble of the civil code planned to be enacted by 2020. The new provisions adding an article on the protection of the interests of fetuses, saying that fetuses that require protection in the succession of estates and receipt of donations shall be deemed as having the capacity of civil rights. Statutory age limit for minors with limited capacity for civil conduct lowered from 10 to 8 years old, which is primarily designed to raise minors' awareness of their rights and obligations. Provisions also stipulate that an adult with no or limited capacity for civil conduct shall not be eligible to be a guardian. The general provisions, which lay down the basic principles for the civil code, the crucial first step in compiling a civil code. The second step will compile 5 individual books that will cover property, contracts, tort liability, marriage, and inheritance. That work began late last year. Road, rail, and air transport across China bracing for a busy week. This year's week-long holiday to mark the National Day beginning yesterday. Well, the Mid-Autumn Festival falls on October 4th, the two occasions combining to create an 8-day holiday period. The National Tourism Administration saying the total number of domestic tourists from October 1st to the 8th expected to exceed 700 million. Revenue from domestic tourism expected to hit nearly 600 billion yuan. In China, northwestern and southwestern regions remain top on the list for places to go. For overseas travel, Eastern Europe and African routes have become a new hit. During the busy travel season, air transport expected to move more than 13 million passengers, 14% more than last year. The average number of daily flights expected to reach 14,800. The China Railway Corporation is expecting rail transport to move some 130 million passengers during the 8-day holiday. New figures released by the gold lobby in China suggesting this country's reserves hitting 12,100 tons as of the end of 2016. The China Gold Association also reporting gold transactions in China hitting around 70,000 tons. China's been the world's biggest gold producer for the past 10 years and the largest gold consumer for 4 years after surpassing India. The China Gold Association says it expects gold production to hit 500 tons by 2020, up from the roughly 450 tons generated in China right now. Gold consumption in China up nearly 10% year-on-year through the first 6 months of this year. Around 20 people have reportedly been killed and close to 100 others injured following a shooting late Sunday at a music festival on the Las Vegas Strip. Authorities swarming the Strip after receiving reports of an active shooter near the Route 91 Harvest Festival. Authorities shutting down part of the Vegas Strip and Interstate 15, with one suspect reportedly fatally shot by police, who say they believe there were no other shooters involved. Turkey's president openly suggesting his government's attempt to join the European Union might well be over. Addressing the Turkish parliament, Recep Tayyip Erdogan has told lawmakers that Turkey does not need to join the EU. In making the statement, Erdogan also says Turkey will not be the first side to walk away from the long-stalled accession talks. Erdogan telling Turkish lawmakers that while he believes Europe has abandoned Turkey when it comes to fighting terrorism, he does say that Turkey's membership in the European Union would be critical in helping start a new wave of cultural and economic growth. The bill for repairing Big Ben at Britain's House of Parliament, more than doubling to almost $82 million, provoking anger from certain politicians. Parliamentary authorities confirming the new estimate for the work, saying the additional costs emerge after the project was found to be more complex and extensive than originally thought. Big Ben's bong silenced on October the 21st to pave way for the work, with the chimes staying silent until the early 2020s, except for rare special occasions. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.